Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 826, 51. Degrees, as I mentioned, near 81 before it's all set and done today. Well, the Croaky Pokey Story Walk will be happening this Saturday at the David Trailer Zoo. And to give us a preview of this wonderful event this morning, we're joined by Mobilizing Literacy Coordinator USD 253 Rhonda Beatty, David Trailer Zoo Outreach Director Dahlia Sutton, and Emporia Public Library Youth Services Coordinator Lori Heller, all with us here this morning. Rhonda, good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing good so far. Doing good. Dahlia, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing good.
Glad to hear it. And Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's going to be a beautiful day.
It is. Well, let's talk Croaky Pokey. First, Rhonda, with Mobilizing Literacy, let's talk about the event. Kind of give us the broad stroke. What is going to be going on this Saturday, Rhonda?
Sure. We are hosting a story walk, the Croaky Pokey, to promote literacy and family fun at the zoo while also hopping into the month of the young child. So the month of the young child was created to focus public attention on the needs of the early childhood community, young children and their families and service providers. So we will also have representatives out there along the walk from local agencies like ECAN, Parents as Teachers, Children's Service League, the Flint Hills Infant Toddler Network, Crosswinds Therapeutic Preschool. CareArc will be out there, too, handing out free COVID tests and masks and daycare information. And, of course, the library will be there, too.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff going on, Rhonda.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so Dahlia is the outreach coordinator at the David Trailer Zoo. Always good to talk to you. So what kind of setup are we looking at as we stroll through the zoo this Saturday, Dahlia?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is you're going to come in through the awesome front gates that we have, and then you're going to turn directly to your right, and as you go in, there's going to be about 18 different stations that have pieces of that story where you can read it as you go through and, of course, enjoy the animals and the zoo this time of year. You know, things are starting to get green. Our turtles are starting to come out, so this is a perfect story for that, too. And then the zoo will also be there with some biofacts about animals that live in a pond. So, for example, amphibians or turtles, that kind of thing. So you'll be able to learn a little bit about them as you go through. So I think it's just going to be a fun time, and it's kind of a fun collaboration. I've worked with Mobilizing Literacy before, doing things in the zoo, and it's always just a good time.
It always is. It's always a good time at the David Trailer Zoo.
That's right.
You mentioned, that outstanding view from the zoo now, and the entrance looks marvelous as they continue to renovate and upgrade out at the David Trailer Zoo. Rhonda, who are you targeting here? Who's invited?
Well, the future of Emporia, our youngest learners and their caregivers, so the early childhood community. We'd really love for them to come out and enjoy the story walk. Maybe Lori wants to share a little bit about the Croaky Pokey, but it's a play off the Hokey Pokey. So it's an interactive story, and I think it'll be a good time.
Well, let's bring in Emporia Public Library Youth Services Coordinator Lori Heller. Lori Heller, Lori, good morning again.
Good morning again.
Well, let's talk about the Croaky Pokey Story Walk. Let's talk about the Emporia Public Library out at the zoo this Saturday, and tell us more about the Croaky Pokey.
Well, the Croaky Pokey is a really, really fun adaptation of the traditional Hokey Pokey song, but with frogs, and it's written and illustrated by Ethan Long. And the story just offers lots of really fun opportunities for families for movement and play, and we're just so excited to partner with Mobilizing Literacy and the zoo for this event.
So will all the kids get a book? How does that work, Lori?
Well, I believe Mobilizing Literacy will be providing a book for each child or each family that attends. So that's going to be exciting. The library is going to have a coloring activity with a frog, of course, that they can do. And we're just excited to be there.
So you'll have all the coloring stuff we need then out there, right, Laura?
That's right. We'll have it all ready for them.
Okay. So, Rhonda, what time exactly will this get started on Saturday?
We are hoping to start around 10 a.m., and fingers crossed for good weather, 10 a.m. to noon.
Well, it looks like it's going to be sunny and 62 on Saturday. How'd that be?
Oh, good. Good.
There we go. Yeah. So how are things with Mobilizing Literacy? How long have you been in this position, Rhonda?
Well, actually, I just started in January after Christmas break, and it's been a fun time of transitioning and learning lots, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward. I'm hopeful for the future.
Well, if people are listening and they haven't heard much about Mobilizing Literacy, tell us about basically what you're all about.
So Mobilizing Literacy is a grant-funded program to promote early literacy and kindergarten readiness. And I am the family liaison for USD 253. So that's our focus. So I've been doing little events just to kind of get out in the community. I was at the mall for the Read Across America. I'm super excited. Tonight I'm going to go speak to the prenatal Becoming a Mom class. And, So.
Well, good. I'm sure we'll be talking with you much more in the future. And be sure to let us know if there's any information you would like to get out to the public. We're glad to help you out, Rhonda. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
You are very welcome. Well, Dahlia, zoo is looking good. Starting to green up out there?
It is. It's starting to green up. I've noticed, like, the tulips are starting to come up. I mean, obviously no blossoms yet, but you can see where the flowers are going to be. You know, and spring's so pretty out there, really, but it becomes gorgeous in the summertime. So we're getting closer to summer and closer to all the plants coming out that the wonderful horticulture crew brings out in the summer. So it's starting to look a little bit more like spring and less like winter, which I'm enjoying.
Well, for people that frequent the zoo, they know that it's not only the animals, but it is a horticulture heaven out there at the David Traylor Zoo. They really do an outstanding job with all the plant life that you see along with the animals. So just a beautiful setting, and it's going to be a great day on Saturday for the Croaky Pokey Story Walk. And what, you got that a library van out there then this weekend, Lori?
No, we will not have the library van on site, but Miss Gloria and Miss Lori will be there representing the library.
Okay, so Croaky Pokey Story Walk happening this Saturday. Get the kids out there with the parents, their caregivers, 10 until noon. And, Rhonda, this free event?
Yep, free event. Come out and enjoy some fun, hopefully in the sun, and enjoy literacy and some fun family time. And we will have books to give away at the end and a snack that they can take with them. So we're excited.
Great. Books and a snack. Well, it's going to be a wonderful day, and get those kids out and get a book in their hands while they enjoy all that is offered at the David Traylor Zoo. Well, Rhonda, anything else before we go?
That sounds great. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you. Dahlia, always a pleasure.
It's good talking to you guys.
All right. Nice to have you here. And Lori, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Mobilizing Literacy Coordinator Rhonda Beatty, David Traylor Zoo Outreach Director and Coordinator Dahlia Sutton, and Emporia Public Library Youth Services Coordinator Lori Heller talking about the Croaky Pokey Story Walk at the David Traylor Zoo this Saturday from 10 until noon. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell, CB Financial. Good morning. It's 836.
Russia's deputy defense minister told reporters military activity in the area around Kyiv and cities to the north will be curtailed in order to increase mutual trust and provide the conditions required for further talks. Those negotiations between Russian and Ukrainian officials going on in Turkey this morning, they've just wrapped up as President Biden has called European leaders.
President Biden speaks by phone this morning with the leaders of France, Germany.